Police headquarters. I think he's here. Just a minute.
Detective Bureau, Captain Trent. Just a minute. It's your paper, Porter. Are you here?
Sure I'm here. Tell that big stiff on the city desk that I'm on a big case. Tell him that...
You'd better talk to him.
Give me the phone. Hello. Sure, I'm on the job. Hey, don't you ever get tired of checking up? Sure, I'm after it, but a lot of good it'll do me. Trent don't know any more about it than you do. Okay. 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 Yeah, you see how it is? The old man's riding me to death on the thing.
I've told you all we know, Porter. If Judge Carlson hasn't been kidnapped, he's in hiding.
Yeah, but where? Don't you realize that it's the biggest case of the year, and here you guys are, sitting around waiting for him to come in and say, "Hello, boys, I've been out on a picnic."
Well, we're doing everything we can. You and that photographer you've got with you aren't helping any by hounding us on the case.
Well, what about it? I'm getting hounded, ain't I? Listen, Captain, you gotta find Judge Carlson. The 2 million readers of the Gazette demand it.
Yeah? Since when did 2 million people start wasting their time? You better wake up that dummy of a cameraman over there in the chair and get out and fill your space. We've got work to do in here.
Yeah, well...
What's that? 3-alarm fire somewhere. They're calling the reserve officers on the traffic squad.
Just my speed. Hey, Wimpy, wake up. Wake up! Give me that telephone book a minute, Cap. Hey, wake up, will you?
What's up? Oh, it's you. Can't you ever let a guy rest in peace?
Come on, snap out of it, Boop. There's work to be done. Hey, where is that fire, Cap?
Why ask me? There's the telephone.
Hello. Hey, where's the fire? Where? Oh, thanks. Come on, Tip. The tenement down on Spring. Yeah. Come on, and don't get yourself all tangled up in that camera there. Don't waste any more plates on this bonfire.
Hey, who's shooting a fire? I gotta take one more, I tell you. Some of these may be no good.
It's getting too hot here, you busy bum. You want me to hold this plate gauge, you'll have to shoot the next with my telephoto.
Let's see if we can get up on that building over there, up away from this crowd, and get sort of a bird's eye view of the whole thing. They say there's a man caught in there. If there is, this picture will make the front page, and the city head will howl his head off if we don't get a good one.
All right, you dumb fuck. How are we going to get up there?
By this alley over here. And stop calling me names.
All right. Where now, Opie?
There ought to be a fire escape in the back of this alley that'll take us up to the roof.
All right, come on.
I'm coming.
Be careful of that camera. Why don't you look where you're going, dummy? Not as dark as all that.
I stumbled on some... Hey, Ed.
What?
Look.
Holy smoke.
A guy laying here in the alley. I tripped over.
Hey, quick. Swing a light on him. Booze. Some drunk, maybe, huh?
Here's a flashlight. Why?
Chubby Meadows.
Yeah, must have been hitting a bottle pretty heavy to get this drunk.
He's not drunk. Look.
Blood.
Yeah. Quick. You run down to the corner and get a cop. Then get to the nearest phone and call Captain Trent. I'll stay here. Poor guy. There'll be plenty of cane raised over this.
Who is it?
Chubby Meadows of the Star.
Is he dead?
Yeah, 2 slugs in his heart. Looks like he's been shot from behind. I got a friend of mine calling Captain Trent. You better stay here and lay your eyes, huh?
Meadows, is he the guy who takes all those action pictures for the Star?
Yeah, one of the best lads in the business. Inclined to drink a bit, but he's ace high among the newspaper photographers. Oh, here comes Wimpy. Did you get Trent?
Yeah. Said he'd be right over. Whew, I had to run 2 blocks for a phone. The captain should be here pretty quick. What'd you find?
He's been shot in the back. Looks like he was on an assignment. Maybe he was down here to photograph the fire. Here's Chubby's camera and photo case, too.
Yeah. Gee, that's too bad. He was a swell guy. It'll be tough on his wife, too.
Wife? I didn't know he was married.
Yeah, been married more than a year. Got a wife and a kid. It'll be hard on them.
I'd like to have a hold of the dirty rat to pull this.
Yeah, bet his paper will blow the lid off on this thing.
I bet we all will. Yeah, that must be Captain Trent. Yeah, that's his car, all right. Hey, you better get Chubby's camera and plate case out of the way here.
What's going on, Porter?
Chubby Meadows. Somebody plugged him in the back.
No.
What did I say? Here, take a look for yourself.
What was he doing here?
Looks like he was taking pictures of the fire. That's his business.
I mean, what was he doing here in this alley?
Well, Wimpy here had a goofy idea of going up on the top of this building across from the fire and making a few shots. Chubby probably had the same idea.
Mike, get a couple of cars and throw lights on this alley from both ends. Go over the place with a fine-tooth comb and see what you find.
Looks like a cold-blooded, deliberate murder, if you ask me.
Did Chubby have any enemies?
You know as much about it as I do. Chubby Meadows wasn't the kind of a newspaper man who made enemies, though.
We sure run into something. What assignment was he working on?
How should I know? I work for the Gazette. It's your job to find the guy who shot him. Take a flash of this, Wimpy, and then bait it. The old man will probably put an extra out as soon as I phone in my story.
Then where are you going?
Into headquarters with Trent. I want to follow this thing through. Develop those fire pictures as soon as you get a chance. Murphy will probably want to use them as a filler in the next edition.
Okay.
Hey, you big dummy, don't forget your plate case.
Huh? Oh, no.
Find out, Captain.
I talked to the city editor of the Star. He says that Chubby Meadows wasn't on any particular assignment tonight.
Well, did you ask him about any previous assignments?
Yes. The editor told me that Chubby had been following up some leads on Judge Carlson's disappearance, but nothing came of them.
Judge Carlson, eh?
Yeah. I sent a couple of men down to the paper to quiz all of Meadows' friends and associates. We may get something out of them.
Yeah. Judge Carlson, eh? Hey, did they identify the body they found in the fire tonight?
There wasn't anything left to identify but some teeth and a set of keys. They're checking up on the keys now. Come in.
Hey, is that good-for-nothing Porter in here?
What? Oh, there you are. What do you mean, sending Wimpy in with a picture like this and not giving me a line on it? What do you mean? I called the whole story in before I left the scene. I sent Wimpy in with a picture.
Yeah, we got the pictures, but not a line on Judge Carlson.
Judge Carlson? Who said anything about Judge Carlson?
Who said, say, are you plain nutty?
No, but I think you are. I phoned in the whole story of finding Chubby Meadows in the alley before I came down here with Captain Trent.
Who said anything about Chubby Meadows? We got that story. It's been on the streets for an hour. What I want is a follow-up on that picture you took of Judge Carlson.
Say, are you... What picture?
What picture? Do you mean to say that you didn't take this? Here, take a look at this picture.
Well, for the love of... Hey, Captain, take a look at this.
Judge Carlson?
Yeah, and that big lug walking with him is Steve Yeager.
Where did you get that picture, Porter?
I didn't take it. Wimpy must have taken it.
Wimpy says he didn't take it. He says you must have taken it while he was running for the telephone.
Well, he's crazy as usual. Say.
Well?
Chubby Meadows took that picture.
What do you mean?
Chubby Meadows took that picture, and that's why he was killed. Wimpy picked up the wrong plate case when he left. He developed Chubby's pictures.
Well, I'll be... Then you didn't take it.
No.
Detective Bureau, Captain Trent. What? Quiet. Oh. Okay. Okay.
Now what?
They've just identified the body in the ruins as Judge Carlson.
They what?
They identified the keys and the ring as belonging to Judge Carlson.
There's something wrong there. We got a picture of Judge Carlson and Steve Yeager walking together.
I wonder where Meadows took this picture.
Looks like the alley where we found him. Now I know what happened. Judge Carlson is in on this. So Steve Yeager. Yeager is the one who probably turned the heat on Chubby.
Why?
Well, you remember the indictment against Yeager, don't you? Carlson turned it down. I've noticed lately that he's been letting Yeager's hoodlums go free. When the grand jury threatened an investigation, Judge Carlson disappeared. Then there's a fire, and he tries to make it appear as if he's been caught in the fire.
And Chubby Meadows saw them walking and took a flashlight of them and tried to get away and was killed.
Exactly.
Hello. Just a minute. For you, Porter, it's that dumb cameraman of yours.
Hello. Say, listen, you big... What's that? When? Oh, you did, huh? Good boy. What's the address? Get this, Captain. 621 Clinton, eh? Good. Now, look, you stick outside and we'll be right down.
621 Clinton, what's up?
Wimpy just called to say that three lugs grabbed him coming out of a restaurant and took his camera and plate case away from him.
That settles it. That's the reason Chubby Meadows was killed. They thought Wimpy had this picture.
Yeah, but you haven't heard the best of it. Wimpy grabbed a taxi and followed the three mugs. He called from across the street from where they're staying. He's not so dumb, huh?
Good. Yes, sir. Get a car and three men in front right away.
Right.
Come on, we'll corner those rats.
Murphy said he'd meet us at the corner. I don't see... Look!
It's that dumb photographer. He's been hurt. Quick!
He's been hit on the head.
How are you, kid?
Okay, I guess. And we're heading for the airport. I tried to bluff him out of it, but they socked me on the head.
The airport? Here, we'll give you a hand. Get the car, Porter. Those rats are trying to get across the border.
There's their car, that black sedan.
Come on, boys.
Hey, look out. They're behind the car.
Get down here, you dummy.
What? Is this a chance to shoot a battle like this? Whee, what a picture.
Captain Trent closed in on them. Steve Yeager sure got his share of the lid.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Boy, will that make a picture. What a scoop. A picture of Judge Carlson committing suicide.